Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome on into the full-time report. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here. And Atlanta United falls on the road to the New England Revolution 2-0 in this one. Dos a cero, if you must. And unfortunately, it was another situation where one goal turned into two, and it was just a very quick three-minute spurt for New England that was the differentiator in this game. I thought, Maddie, that at times Atlanta United had the better of it, especially in the specifically in the first half, not so much in the second half. But unfortunately, really a full field counterattack was the final nail in the coffin. That second goal starts from the hands of Matt Turner off of a corner kick, and that's pretty much the game from there. Look, kudos to some of the young guys on the New England Revolution for the impact that they had. But quite frankly, again, Atlanta United had a couple of looks early on. Obviously, no conversions. And from there, New England took control.
Yeah, and I mean, that counterattack was just gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous from
for
New
them,
England.
Sure.
It was.
There's
it was
a
very
couple
nice.
Things I do differently on defense.
It's one of those two, Tergiman. I mean, I think he's incredible. I think what New England did with some of their most recent roster moves have paid off completely. And Tergiman's a huge example of that. But no, I think I'm going to echo a lot what Jason and Mike said as well. You know, it's the story of the season. You know, first half, really well. You came in very strong, and I thought you were the better team in the first half. Second half, you came in, and in the first half, too, you had a lot of chances, and you didn't make those count, and you got to start making those count. And then second half, it comes back to bite you, because then in the second half, it's not the same energy. It's not the same thing we saw. And then you give up that first goal, and then the second one just off the counter attack, able to make it 2-0.
Now, I will say this on to defend Atlanta United a little bit here, and I don't mean to defend the performance, but there were not situations or chances in this game that I thought should have been goals. And I do think that we have certainly, Maddie, seen a number of games where I'll circle something that Atlanta United was doing in the box and like, man, another opportunity gone by, they couldn't score. I didn't really feel that in tonight's game there was a moment or an attack where I was like, boy, they really should have scored in that one and didn't. You had the Saba free kick. It came close. It rippled the side netting. But when I looked at this game, there wasn't the obvious, this should have been a goal and wasn't.
Yeah, it's one of those where, and that's, I think, the issue is you have to start finding those opportunities, and you have to start, when you get into those dangerous spots, you have to make those count. And that's the thing. Atlanta was getting into good spots. They were getting into really dangerous areas, but you didn't make the dangerous plays that were needed to go forward and find the back of the net. That's what needs to change. You got into good positions, and that's the building block. You're getting there. That's the first step, and it's been really good build-up play from Atlanta United. You just got to get into the dangerous areas to find the back of the net.
Statistical recap brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. Possession pretty close to 50-50, is 51.5 to 48.5. Shots in favor, New England, 18-13. Shots on goal in favor, 7-4. And the XG in favor, New England, 1.9 to 0.7. I think that's probably a relatively fair XG for both sides. I wouldn't say it was too skewed. Obviously, the two goals coming in the 72nd and the 75th minute. Dor Turgeman, you mentioned him already once, a real impactful performance tonight. Coming in the later stages of this match, off of the bench, obviously has the goal off of an assist from Carlos Hill, and then a very lengthy counterattack that we talked about. It's ultimately Leo Campana who scores the goal in the 75th minute, but almost all of the work done by Dor Turgeman, and very frustrating to see him just kind of streak up the right sideline. Does anyone want to step in front of him, take him down, foul it, anything? And Atlanta United just didn't. And maybe that was part of the concern going in, right? It just felt like the intensity at times wasn't there. You've got two teams, Maddie, playing for nothing. We talked about it at the start. It was pride and pride alone. And it just didn't feel like Atlanta United got up for this game. And again, it's on the road. We understand that. But they didn't get up for the game the way they did against San Diego, the way they did their last road win against Nashville. And again, the opponent, I think, is part of that because you're not playing one of the better teams in the MLS. You're not trying to make a statement necessarily, and you can't against a team like New England. Just fell a little flat today. I don't know if you took out of that. And it's not just as a team. There's no specific individual. I just don't know if the full energy was there tonight.
Well, I'll disagree with you on the goal. The second goal, I think, in that counterattack sequence, it's one of those where it's a good counterattack. It's kind of the risk you take of playing a high line like that, trying to get into that. You immediately go down 1-0. You're trying to create something on that counter.
You got to remember,
really
it came from
work.
A corner. You're pushing guys
up. You're pushing guys up as well. So, like, I think to try to meet Turgeman in that moment, too, you're looking at possibly you have to time it right. You have to make sure you're getting the right thing. And I honestly don't even think you had the players back there to even get that because of the counter as well. So I would disagree there. I think it's just a good play by New England. I don't think anyone did anything wrong with Atlanta United. You're trying to find an equalizer. You get a corner, you're pushing everybody up. It's a really good counter from New England. They were just better in that moment. And I will agree with you to an extent. I think the first half we saw that fire. We saw the energy.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's one of those things too. It's again, you were playing better higher up the field. So like I said, you were getting good opportunities. You were getting in good positions. You just needed to be a little more dangerous. I think there was that fire. I think in the second half, I think it kind of fell down, and it felt like New England kind of took over the game, and Atlanta let them take over the game, and you can't do that. You were the better team going out of the first half, and you had to carry that over into the second.
We will hope to hear from manager Ronnie Dyla and any other sound that Jason is maybe able to capture there from Gillette Stadium. But Atlanta United does fall on the road 2-0 in this one. There will be no two-match road win streak for Atlanta United, unfortunately. But still some opportunities for some road wins. Two more games coming on the road the next 2 weeks over the course of this season. But we'll focus on those games when we get there. Tonight we'll continue the discussion of what went wrong for Atlanta United. And we'll also talk about some of what went right as well. It's the full-time report. Madison Cruz, of course, of Soccer Down Here. I am Abe Gordon. You are listening to us right here on Sports Radio 92.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if she shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The game. Welcome back into the full-time report. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz here taking you through what was a 2-0 defeat for Atlanta United on the road, Gillette Stadium, to the New England Revolution. Something we usually get done in the opening segment, but because I blabber too much about my frustration stopping a counterattack, we did not get to it. It is the man of the match, Madison Cruz, soccer down here. She's looked at the numbers. She's reviewed the entire 90-plus minute match in a span of just our five-minute break and has come to a decision.
You're making me sound really smart here, and I appreciate it.
Who do we have for man of the match?
I think I'm going to give it to Miguel Amarón. I think he has been, and this is, I think, one that, for me, has been one that has extended to multiple matches. I think Miguel has really come into his own and has really found the footing in those moments as well. And wearing the captain's armband and really showing up, I think he's been really, really solid in these last couple of games. I think today he was really solid. He was creating opportunities. He was getting in some of those dangerous areas. Him and Alexi Medanchuk were getting into some of those pockets, and they were creating some dangerous moments for the Five Stripes. So I give it to the captain, El Capitan, and Miguel Amarón.
Yeah, look, I don't think he deserved to win man of the match in any previous weeks. I thought tonight was a fair shout for him. I thought he got into and created danger. He drew a couple of fouls in dangerous spots. One of them almost led to a goal if Saba hits it a little bit cleaner. And quite frankly, no one else really stood out. I think tonight was a good night to give Miggy another man of the match. It's only his second of the year. I have the standings right here. He moves into a gajillion-way tie with two. Saba, Tristan Moyamba, Hibbert, Jamal Tiare, and Miggy all have two. Jay Fortune has three. I don't think he's going to be adding to that total. And competing for the crown. Someone will maybe get decided over these last three matches. Bartosz Lisz and Alexi Mauranchuk, and I think that probably makes sense if you followed this team over the course of the year, that those two guys have been man of the match more than anyone else. I think there was a time where it looked like Jay Fortune, based on his performance, maybe would have been in that discussion too, but obviously the injury has done him in from that perspective. Time to check out the highlights. They are brought to you by SCANA. For over 20 years, SCANA Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. We'll also hope to hear from Ronnie Dyla within the next couple of minutes. But we start in the 72nd minute. It is Dor Turgeman off of the boot of Carlos Hill, just past Jaden Hibbert.
Heavy trap, but he comes back to win it 40 yards from goal and passes to Alzate on the left wing. Back to Latte Lott, a giveaway to Heel. Heel dribbles past Latte Lott, dribbles past Leafs, comes down the central channel, plays it through to Turgeman, 1v1 with Gregersen. Turgeman passed him to the edge of the six, shot score. Stian Gregersen just got emasculated by Dor Turgeman, and New England's got a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, really nice move from Turgeman to turn Stian around. Got him guessing, and he dragged it back to the left, and Stian was left just kind of looking without the ball there. And unfortunately, that was the first goal. We'll hear the second goal in a little bit, but first, Ronnie Dyla has taken to the post-game press conference podium at Gillette Stadium.
Go ahead and get started with Ronnie's press conference. If you have a question, just use the raise your hand function. We'll call on you, but we'll start here in the room with Jason. Go ahead.
I want to ask first, what changed in the second half?
I think overall, the first 60 minutes, even, I think we are maybe a little bit better than them. But we are losing too many challenges over and over again. I think they looks like they wanted more than us when you look at challenges. Running back, staying compact, being aggressive. We are too soft, and that's happened on the goal. We lose the ball and we have to make a free kick there instead. They get through two of us and then get the opportunity after that. They are best and we cannot recover. So I come back to that. We are so many times around the 16 meter. We have to have more clear cut chances after that, a little bit what we talked about. So in that part, every time we switch it, every time we come out of their pressure, we come to good opportunities inside their box, get the 20 crosses. So that we need to create more and we have to kill the game when we have these kind of opportunities. And at the same time also, the other way, we are too, as I said, I've used that expression many times this year, soft, because you cannot go away and not dig in and fight and win challenges. That's the starts with. And I think they wanted that more than us today. And that's very, very sad to say.
It felt like around the attacking third, like you said, the team was getting into good spots, but the final ball was either overhit, underhit, or it took too long to come. Is that down to maybe people putting too much pressure on themselves or not being decisive enough or something else?
Yes, that's both, I think. A little bit of confidence can be, but we have, we should go out and enjoy yourself and be creative in the last third of the pitch. The worst is if you're not there. And earlier this season, we have some games that we were not even close to come there. Now we are there all the time, and that's in every game. So now it's about timing. It's about quality, that we show our quality in these kind of situations. And it's about teamwork, because last third is, of course, the most difficult part in the game. And that has to be structured, and we work on that every day. And then there has to be some killer instinct into the last third. And that was lacking today.
Last one from me. The second goal, it's a corner for Atlanta. They're able to go the other way real quickly. What do you want to see be different in that moment to not let them break? Is it not letting Turner distribute? Is it a foul in the middle third? Is it getting numbers back? Like, what went wrong in that for you?
We show it five of the things of Turner kicks the ball in the meeting before the game. So that was very clear. It's about attitude, you know. It's about being concentrated. It's about discipline. It's nothing else. It's like it's no excuses. You have to own that. That's it's everybody knew about it. So they have 3, 4, 5 players that is running against our three, and that was a 1-0. And that's what I say also. Do you want it enough? And that's sad to see.
Yeah, look, a very clearly frustrated Ronnie Dyla, and this game got away from him. And it sounds like he thinks that it didn't have to get away from him. And then also, I feel like he's echoing my sentiments a little bit of just aspects of frustration of who really wants it right now. Dor Turgeman came off the bench, wants to showcase for his new team, right? And I think you saw that in the performance, a goal and an assist. And I just don't know if Atlanta United had anyone who wanted it as badly as him. And again, it's not to criticize anyone individually. I think there's a lot of aspects about this, right? You're on the road. In the moment, you are in a scoreless draw. You're playing against a team that also has nothing to prove. And there is that pride factor. I get that. But there's always that thing at the back of your head. And, Maddie, I think it's just fair to say, you and I, well, I don't want to speak for you. I'll speak for myself. I'm ready for this season to be over. I think there's a level, whether they admit it or not, there is a subconscious for a number of players who probably feel the same way. It's been an incredibly frustrating year. For a variety of different reasons, for a variety of different players. And whether they want to admit it or not, there is a subconscious that's like, I just can't wait for this to get done. You tell yourself it's not going to impact your play, but ultimately, at times, for some, maybe it does.
It's the confidence.
Human nature.
It's the confidence. It's exactly what it is. It's what Ronnie just talked about with Jason and in the post-game presser. It's confidence. I mean, the amount of times this season, not only here, like calling games wherever, you know, whether it's college or high school, at any level, we always neglect to talk about the mental side of the game or the confidence side of the game. I don't know if anybody wants to talk about it, if people just are scared to talk about it, but it needs to be talked about.
It's Voldemort. It's he who must not be named,
so.
Right?
I guess so, but like it really does impact the way that you play. If you have an off game and it kind of stumbles into two or three or four, then it becomes a problem. Then it needs to be, okay, how do you get yourself out of this? For some, it takes a little bit longer, and it's hard to get out of it. It really isn't just as simple as, oh, flip of the switch, here we go, that everything's fine. That's not how this works. That's not how confidence works. If you've ever suffered from low self-esteem or confidence issues, it's not as simple as, oh, if someone just compliments me or someone tells me I did a good job, then everything is fine. That's not what this is. And I think that's a conversation that needs to be had, I think, in sports more often, especially in soccer, because of how important the mental side of the game is. It has to be talked about. And yeah, I mean, I think there is. It seeps in the back of your head in those situations, especially when you go down one goal. It's like, okay, now we got to hustle again. Now we got to get back into this one. But I think it goes to what Ronnie said as well. You need to be braver. You need to dare to play. How many times has he said that this season? Be braver. Play, dare to play. Take those chances. Get into those dangerous spots. Try different things. Be dangerous. Be threatening. That's what Ronnie wants to see, and we haven't seen that from Atlanta United. And these last couple of games, they have to show it, because it is getting to a point. You're looking ahead to 2026, and the pressure's on for a lot of players. The pressure is on. You need to crank it up, crank the dial up to 1,000, and you have to show that.
The other thing that's frustrating to me, and I know we will hit a break and we'll revisit the highlights here in a moment, and Ronnie Dyla mentioned, I think he said, I don't know if this number is accurate. I don't have the entirety of the stats in front of me. I think he said something like 20 crosses. And it just doesn't feel like guys are getting in the box for the majority of this. And I know Jamal is up there at times, but it feels like you're throwing a ball to one guy surrounded by five defenders. And it's just, that's not the path forward for this team offensively, to try and find goals. And so they've got to figure out how to get more guys in the box. When you're able to push up on the wings, stay high. And look, if what happens on that counter that we'll listen to in a little bit happens, then so be it. But, you know, I think you've got to devote yourself to be attacking at times much more than they have, especially recently.
Your attackers have to attack. They have to score. They have to find those moments. And we've seen it from some. We haven't seen it from all. And we need to see it. We need to see it from everybody, especially in these last couple of games, because there is the pressure to prove to everyone, to prove to the fans, to prove to the club that, hey, I can be a part of this. I can help. And that has to be the forefront going forward. It's about building to 2026 and about staking your claim, saying, hey, I can bring this to the table. This is what I can do. But you have to see more players get into those situations, get into those attacking spots in the attacking third, try that shot, try that extra pass. You need to see them because they're getting in dangerous opportunities. There were so many times in this game alone where Miguel Amarón as well as Alexi Maranchuk were in really good positions, but it didn't get to them. It did not get to them in those positions. That can't happen. You got to start creating more dangerous opportunities in the box.
That is the voice and thoughts of Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here. When we continue here on the full-time report, we will take a try again with the highlights, but also see if we can possibly go back to Gillette Stadium if there is another member of Atlanta United at the podium at that time. We'll check back in about 5 minutes as the full-time report continues. Atlanta United falls 2-0 on the road in New England on Sports Radio 92.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game. Welcome back into the full-time report live in the Kia Studios here in Midtown Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta United falls 2-0 to the New England Revolution. Had an opportunity to check out the highlights. They are brought to you by Scanning. We heard the first goal. Do want to check out because I want to give some credit where it is due on the second goal. Just 3 minutes after they broke through the first time, they find one that was essentially, New England did, the nail in the coffin.
Moranchuk will send this out of the near corner goal to our right. Here it comes to the back post, caught by Turner. Turner then bowls it ahead to Tersman. The break's on here for New England. Tersman driving down the right wing. He's got heel and in the central channel. Campana, he'll go all the way to Campana at the penalty spot. Shot score. A 95-yard counter by New England as the Atlanta United players fall to the ground in despair, and they trail 2-0 in the 75th minute.
Now, the one thing I did like from that situation, as you go back and watch it, Lotte Loth did his best to try and prevent that counter from happening. He put his shoulder into Matt Turner twice as Turner approached the top of the box, and from there was able to roll it out and start that counter. With Tergeman taking it the majority of the way before the final pass to Campana. And again, this is a corner kick that floated into the center of the goal mouth, and Turner goes and collects. And I think Lotte Loth probably knew, hey, we've got numbers up. We just conceded. We're pushing numbers up. It's one of the few times we can get people into the box, and there's not much back. He tried to prevent the fast break. But also I think he needs to be a little careful about how much intent he has in terms of fouling Turner or going above and beyond what's in the realm of soccer. Turner fights through it like a running back through a linebacker's arm tackle, a little bit. I mean, we're watching football.
I like it, and
does get the ball out and from there.
Yeah, and even Ronnie said it too. He said it obviously in postgame that's something they talked about was Turner's distribution and anything in that sense as well. And
yeah.
I mean, it's the experience that Matt Turner brings. He's a very experienced keeper in his distribution, and that is something to watch for. And you try to do enough as much as you could, but, you know, Turner's distribution is very, very good, and he sees the opening and he takes it.
Now, I do still feel, and maybe you feel differently, I do still feel that the team didn't do enough defending Tergeron on the right sideline. Probably, in my opinion, I thought a player was there. I don't remember right offhand if it was Theon or not, but I thought a player was there to take a foul. Probably a yellow card.
But you would risk something else, too. I mean, because I have to go back and watch the full play again to see how many players you had behind or not, but because of just the way he was running, you could have been looking, if you did do that, a denial of a goal-scoring opportunity. That would have not worked out
I don't think it was a bit dog-soaked, because I think you're too far from goal and too far wide. You would have been angled back.
That doesn't matter, though. It depends. If you're making the break going the other way,
on where your defensive midfielder is and defense in the middle of the field, I don't think you can call it there. I think the problem is I don't think you can make a defensive play. I think you can only foul. In that moment,
you can, and you're risking a really bad thing that possibly could have you go down to either 10 men. You're looking at another foul that's there. It's a hard situation.
The argument is, would it have been worse than going down 2-0?
But then you lose. Yeah,
Charlotte, what happens when you go down 10 men?
Exactly.
Right? Because I know you want to talk about that.
Listen, it's one of those things, too, where that's why I say when we talk about that play, you could have stopped it from the very beginning. You should have done enough to kind of hold up Turner's distribution. That's what could have been done a little bit better. Lotte Loth did what he could in that moment. There's only so much you can do there.
Right.
But that distribution, that should have been read. Ronnie said it in postgame. They talked about the distribution. That's something they had to watch for. And he's able to find the outlet, and then he's able to go forward. That's the part where it should have been stopped, was the distribution right there. That's where it should have stopped. That's where that focus should have been, not the runners going in and not making a dumb foul that possibly could have risked you as a team and made it a worse result.
And once the decision is made not to take out Tergeman down the right sideline, I do think from there on, you really do have to credit both Tergeman for the ball and Campana for a one-touch finish past Jaden Hibbert. Hibbert was given no chance on that one, undoubtedly. It's a really nice ball to Campana, who's running onto it and one-touches it. I don't want to say upper 90, but to a point that Hibbert wasn't going to bring it down. So I do think that credit is due to New England for the quality of that counterattack. And unfortunately, within the span of 3 minutes, went from 0-0 to 2-0, and the game at that point was effectively over. Both teams started implementing a number of subs, and that was that. And the game ended at that point at 2-0, with New England taking all 3 points. Atlanta United, another loss on the road this season. All right, when we come back, let's take a look at what's going on through MLS tonight, and Maybe we get another player there at the podium still. We'll keep an eye on that. But couple of playoff spots still heating up, a couple of games still in action. We'll take a look at the scoreboard and get you maybe a little table update as well. It's Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz. The full-time report continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United falls to the New England Revolution 2-0 in this one. Atlanta United wants to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total going to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta is currently $8,000. Atlanta United not alone in action tonight, as you would expect. A full day and a couple of games tomorrow as well, but a full day of action across MLS. Maddie, we knew about Miami and Toronto. We had that one in the pregame there, the Five Stripes Countdown. It's a 1-1 draw there at BMO Field, which is different than BMO Stadium. So we'll figure all that out next week when we go to LAFC.
That's going to be the mystery of the...
You were enjoying this. In the midst of Atlanta United's defeat, a whole different sort of defeat going on at Bank of America Stadium. The rivals, Charlotte, they welcome in friendly neighbors to the north, CF Montreal. Montreal takes this one 4-1 and doing some further digging, a little bit of investigation. Looks like Charlotte penalized down a man, and Montreal caught fire from there.
Yeah, basically, so I watched the play. It was a red card for denial of a goal-scoring opportunity. Montreal was driving forward, and it was I believe it was with the left foot, and it was just like a clip, and then the Montreal attacker fell to the ground, and it was a straight red. So I believe, and if I might have to do a quick more research on that later on, but I believe Charlotte will actually be missing three players next week in their match due to yellow card suspension and now a red card. And then, yeah, after that, I mean, it started with Zaha, then, you know, started in the 10th minute. Charlotte went up in the 10th minute. Then after that, down 10 men and four goals in, and it all falls apart for Charlotte at home, which is not good for Charlotte FC at all.
No, and as a team that went on a really long hot streak, really long winning streak, you want to stay hot as you enter the playoffs, but that was not the case tonight. One team that is playing well as they head towards the playoffs, the Philadelphia Union. They go on the road tonight to D.C., and we heard Mike Conley give the update at halftime. It was already 3-0 then. It ends up they put three more in the second half. It is a 6-0 win for the Philadelphia Union.
Hey, listen. They brought down that goal differential after losing to Vancouver 7-0. They just have one. No, it's very good of them. I'm happy that they were able to do that for themselves.
Well, they are also putting themselves now in real position for
absolutely.
The supporters.
Oh, absolutely. And
shield.
And goal differential probably could play a factor into it because of how close everything is too, and especially with seeding. So it works out both ways. You minimize the 7-0 loss and you get a 6-0 win. It's great.
Yeah, right now it looks like their goal differential is better than everyone, with the exception of Vancouver, but Vancouver a number of points back if there were a race there. Philly on 63, Cincinnati on 58. But a reminder, Cincinnati doesn't play until tomorrow. It's a tough one hosting Orlando City, but an opportunity if they can take 3 points to keep pace with the Philadelphia Union, not let that gap grow too much. NYCFC takes a bus across town to Red Bulls and comes back with all 3 points. They win 3-2. In that one, a couple games just about to go final. LAFC in St. Louis, they're going to win. Right now it's 3-0. They're in stoppage time. Nashville at home has beaten or will be beating the Houston Dynamo. That one is 3-1, and so they'll keep pace. And Columbus goes into Chicago, and this is one that you circled while we were discussing it in the pregame, Maddie. This is a game Columbus needed to have. They're going to lose 2-0. It is in the 7th minute of stoppage time there. Chicago with a 2-0 lead. Columbus and Nashville, in the moment, are going to flip. And that is going to send Columbus into the play-in round. It is going to jump Nashville above. They may have already been there, actually. But it will at least keep Columbus at the 8th spot there. So a big result there.
Well, actually, too, and I'm looking at the standings, and I don't know how this is this long. I believe it's because of another result that happened in the night. Columbus has now clinched the playoffs. So Columbus has clinched.
Nashville as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
and
I,
Orlando.
I think that has something to do with it. I think a result must have gone final.
Probably
or something.
The Red Bulls loss.
I think that's what it was. And so Columbus is now officially clinched. And I don't know what that means for Red Bulls. I'm pretty sure they still have a spot, especially with that ninth spot. But again, like you mentioned, Chicago's about to go final. So they're about to get those points and jump. And the Red Bulls are now going to have a lot of work to do. But it was one that I circled because Columbus hasn't been the same team. Because again, yeah, they scored 5 goals on Atlanta United in the first 25 minutes of the first half. But then they allowed Atlanta United to come back and almost tie things up. So it's one of those situations with Columbus where they're still a very good team. Wilfred Nancy, I've said it before, I think he's a very, very good coach. A very good coach here in MLS. And I love watching him develop that team at Columbus. I think they're still a great team. I think there's just a lot of things that they did very well last season that haven't been the best this season, especially when it comes to conceding a lot of goals. And that's what they did tonight against Chicago.
A couple of games getting ready to kick off any moment now. Just two of note, San Diego is hosting San Jose. Obviously, San Diego trying to keep pace with Philadelphia in the supporter shield, so they're going to need 3 points there. And Vancouver at Seattle, two of the top 5 teams in the Western Conference. Going to see what goes down there. That one is at 10:30 as well. And then one game tomorrow night, Orlando City at FC Cincinnati. All right, when we come back, we'll start to take a look at what Atlanta United has left on their schedule. LAFC, again, shortly it will be a wrap, but they pick up a big win tonight, and they're going to be playing host to Atlanta United in a week's time. So we'll talk about that game in about 5 minutes. It's Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Better in the first half. We created a bit of chances, and we had nice spells in the first half. Second half, I feel like we started well, and then we went through a phase where they were just catching us on the counter attack, and we just seemed a bit disorganized. And yeah, I guess football is just about fine margins. If you don't take your chances, it will come back to haunt you. It's as simple as that. It doesn't matter what team you play against. And that's exactly what happened. They caught us on a counter twice. They scored and they took their chance. And yeah, unfortunately, everyone's just frustrated in the change room because we felt like we another day we could have won the game, especially the way we were playing in the first half. And like I said, we had nice spells. We were playing. I felt good in the first half and beginning of second half, like I said, but football, you need to take your chances better in the first half.
Today was what it was, but it was also a larger picture of what most of this season has been, and just not quite a complete enough effort in general. And I know that Ronnie Dyla, Maddie, it's been the entire season we're talking about the same things, but not good enough in both boxes. I'm a little less bothered by the attacking box. I didn't think you had that many chances in there. But obviously, you need to be stronger in your own box defensively. 2 goals in 3 minutes, 4 minutes of game time, both coming kind of against the run of play, both coming as a pseudo counterattack, although, one of them was kind of more of a turnover. But you're just not good enough in that aspect. And you can hear Steven Alzate, the frustration, the disappointment, it all adds up. And quite frankly, he's only been here for some of it, right? I can only imagine what's going through the minds of some of the other players who have dealt with this just all season long, and the frustration is where it's at.
Honestly, for me, Abe, the frustration for me actually does come more in the attacking box, honestly, because defensively, I thought this season you have seen some waves where it's been better, it's been good, it's been some of those, but like this match in particular, yeah, it makes me very upset because, and Steven Alzate said it best, any chance that you miss, it comes back to bite you, and that's what happened. First half, you were the better team. You created more opportunities. Players were not getting into dangerous parts to find the back of the net and find goals. And that has been a story the entire season, not being able to find goals. And then what happens in games when you don't find those chances, when you create a lot of moments and you don't find them, the other team's going to punish you. They're going to find other ways to do it. And that comes back to bite you every single time. And that's what needs to get better. You need to find better ways to attack. You need to get players in better positions to attack. And players just have to be better in the attacking third. That has to happen.
Well, Atlanta United is going to move forward, and they are continuing a road trip. It's a three-game road trip before they close the season out at home. And their next one takes them all the way to the West Coast here, Maddie, and it's going to be a Sunday night affair. It's going to be a little bit later than normal, pregame at 8, with the game kicking off shortly after 9 o'clock. And it's another good opponent. LAFC, again, picking up a win. I don't know if that actually went final, but they were in position to pick up a win in this one tonight. And obviously they are in position to make some noise in the Western Conference playoffs as well. So I will say this about Atlanta United and their next road match in a week's time before I wrap things up here with you. Is I think that having a better opponent maybe will deliver something from Atlanta United that we didn't get tonight. I was concerned neither team had anything to play for, but also not much to prove necessarily. It just might feel a little bit different against the LAFC.
I think in this matchup against LAFC, Atlanta does have something to prove. I think after this performance, you want to go in on the road, especially against a top team like LAFC, especially with the players they have brought in. I mean, Son Heung-min, for a perfect example.
Let me just stop you. You are so excited about this game happening. I know you are.
Listen, I am, because I think he's a very good player. And Mwanga also.
Have you checked out
the
prices? Ticket prices?
You think I'm flying to L.A.,
Abe?
What? No. I got to work. I'm going to Georgia State game, and then I'm coming right here. What do you mean? No, I think Atlanta has a lot to prove in the sense of going on the road, going up against a top team and showing, hey, like, we got this. We can handle this. We have the grit. We have the talent. We are dangerous. We are a threat, and you need to be scared of us. And LAFC, too, I mean, they're looking for seeding. They're looking for seeding in the playoffs. They also have something to fight for, and I think that is why this matchup against LAFC is arguably, I think, the most important, because you want to go into a matchup like this. You want to prove something, and you want to show everyone, the fans, you want to show the club, what this team can do, especially finishing out the rest of the 2025 season up against a really strong opponent.
Yeah, and you don't want to look ahead, but Miami's after that. So a couple of games here against teams who are trying to settle themselves in the seedings.
And rival
Western Conference, Eastern
Miami
Conference,
well.
Certainly for Miami, rival, and all that
revenge
stuff. As well. All right, that's going to do it for the full-time report. Again, we will be back 8 o'clock on Sunday. Again, Sunday, November 5th for our next broadcast, as Atlanta United will take on LAFC. Special thanks to Dom Cherosky, our producer right here in studio. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, and to the entire team, safe travels back here to Atlanta. I want to thank Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here as well. I am Abe Gordon. And once again, the final today on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, New England 2 and Atlanta United 0.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.